1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, concerning the things whereof you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have power of her own body, but the husband. Likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud you not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission, and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man has his proper gift of Yahweh, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And to the married I command, yet not I, but the sovereign, let the wife not depart from her husband. But and if she does depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the sovereign. If any brother has a wife that believes not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which has a husband that believes not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but Yahweh has called us to peace. For what know you, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how do you know, O man, whether you shall save your wife? But as Yahweh has distributed to every man, as the Master has called every one, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all assemblies. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of Yahweh. Let every man abide in the same calling from when he was called. Are you called being a servant? Care not for it, but if you may be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Master, being a servant, is Yahweh's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is the Messiah's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with Yahweh. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of Yahweh, yet I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of Yahweh to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Are you bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But this I say, brethren, that the time is short. It remains that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not. And they that use this world is not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passes away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the Master, how he may please the Master. But he that is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the Master, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the Master without distraction. But if any man think that he behaves himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and needs so require, let him do what he will. he sins not, let them marry. Nevertheless, he that stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but has power over his own will, and has so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, does well. So then he that gives her in marriage does well, but he that gives her not in marriage does better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in Yahweh. But she is happier if she so abide, after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of Yahweh. End of chapter.